This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Six people, including two young children, were hospitalized after a three-vehicle crash Saturday in the town of Freedom. Outagamie County Sheriff's deputies say a pickup truck ran a stop sign and slammed into an SUV carrying a one-year-old and three-year-old, along with two adults in their 30s. Authorities say the impact sent the pickup flying through a yard and into a nearby home. The crash pushed the SUV into a third vehicle in the oncoming lane. That driver was treated and released at the scene. The crash remains under investigation. With nearly 750,000 people expected to travel Wisconsin roadways over the Labor Day holiday weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation sent out some reminders to help everyone get back home safely. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
The Wisconsin DOT is encouraging drivers to be extra cautious in construction zones this Labor Day weekend. Peak travel times are anticipated between noon and 8 p.m. on Friday and 2 to 5 p.m. on Monday. Knowing before you go can help you avoid those busier times. The DOT also asks that drivers slow down, buckle up, put the phone away, and drive sober. WisDOT Secretary Christina Boardman says, quote, "Every safe choice helps ensure everyone gets home safely," end quote. Many road projects will pause over the holiday weekend to open as many lanes as possible. However, several significant construction projects may impact Labor Day weekend travel. You can find the full list on the free 511 Wisconsin app or by visiting 511wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin drivers also faced record high prices at the pump for Labor Day weekend this year. Gas prices today are averaging about $3.82 across the state. A 70-year-old Wisconsin man died after getting trapped under an ATV Friday morning. Trempealeau County Sheriff's deputies say a preliminary investigation shows the man was carrying a ladder on the ATV in the town of Arcadia when it rolled, trapping him underneath. Rescue workers could not revive the man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Wisconsin leads the nation in ATV fatalities. As Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us, that's why the Department of Natural Resources is teaming up with conservation wardens this Labor Day to keep riders safe.
There will be increased law enforcement for ATV-UTV riders this weekend. The DNR will have increased patrols on trails and routes. The Think Smart Before You Start safety campaign will involve a joint effort from conservation wardens and county recreation deputies on a unified mission of accident prevention. There have been 31 ATV-UTV fatalities so far this year and 66 self-reported non-fatal accidents. Patrols will be monitoring for illegal and unsafe operation, safety equipment utilization, OWI detection, and other risky behavior enforcement such as speeding. The DNR recommends drivers always ride sober, wear helmets, seatbelts, and eye protection, follow all regulatory signs, speed limits, and stop fully at all stop signs. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rollovers are the number one cause for ATV fatalities in our state. If you like swinging into Quick Trip for a quick roller dog on the go, they'll soon be gone themselves. La Crosse-headquartered Quick Trip is eliminating roller grills. The convenience store chain, with locations in more than half a dozen states, says the grills where people have been able to grab a quick hot dog or brat will be replaced with grab-and-go stations where individually packaged items will be available. The switch will come to all Quick Trip stores later this month. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Baseball on Labor Day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, where it's the Brewers and the Cubs. Yesterday, their crew losing to the Reds. 12-8, a rough outing for starter Kyle Harrison, who only lasted until midway through the fourth inning, Pat Murphy.
There were some flashes of good things, believe me. But, you know, this is the first time this kid's been in these kind of uncharted waters where he was so dominant early and now he's starting to struggle. And you pitch in a place like this that's so offensive, albeit in last place. They're still playing great baseball and beating, you know, some of the top teams in the game over the last month.
College football, Wisconsin losing to Notre Dame 41-13. The Badgers giving up 28 points to the Irish in the second half.
Well, obviously a tale of two halves. I don't have an A great explanation for the second half. I give him a lot of credit. We kind of held the energy and created a lot of momentum in the first half. In the second half, we could do none. They physically got after us in the second half.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, windy with scattered showers and thundershowers. Our low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.